Alrighty, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us on the muster. Hope things are going well. Send me any feedback, 5009, certainly got a lot. We'll talk about that at the end of the show as well. And muster on Hokanui Facebook page, or send me an email, andy@hokanui.co.nz. Alright, catching up now with Sarah Thorne. She is a catchment coordinator with Thriving Southland. Good afternoon, Sarah. Welcome to the muster. How are you?
Oh, I'm good today. Thanks for having me on the show, Andy.
Great to have you with us. So you're coordinating the mid and lower Ariti.
Yeah, I'm a really lucky lady who gets to look after the five catchment groups and hopefully soon to be sixth in the lower Ariti. And I also get to work with New River Estuary Forum as well.
Plenty on, obviously, with Thriving Southland. Now, there's a few things happening, actually, and a few events. Obviously, we know that events are a little bit sticky at the moment, as we've been talking about the Wanaka AMP show and a few other things, and other things being event changed. But hopefully, we're going to get through that fairly shortly. What is actually coming up?
Well, we're being really sensible, being really safe and real and practical, and following the government advice and supporting our catchment group to do it. So some events have been postponed because of their size. So the Future Farming Expo that Rachel spoke about the other week has been postponed to the 11th of June. But other events are still going ahead because they can be safely run. I had a catchment group meeting last night with the wonderful Waihopai crew, and we were very sensible. We sat at the local pub, a seat apart, and we were planning the group's involvement with the Aquavan, which is an amazing educational resource that we've got funding to bring back to Gore and Invercargill starting next week. So that's going to be 2 weeks of hopefully 700 year 5 to 8 kids going through the program, and 2 community events, depending on the levels and how they go. And I mean, that's just,
yeah,
it's just fabulous. It brings out the inner kid in you.
It does. I've got a photo of it actually on my computer here. I'm looking at it right now. It does look like something out of a Pixar movie. You know, it looks awesome.
Exactly. It's just like Finding Dory. That's what I thought the first time I saw it. It's brightly coloured. It's got sea creatures and waves and plants on it. And then when you open it up, it's filled with chilled recirculating seawater tanks, and they can take marine critters all around the country from the University of Otago Marine Studies Centre down at Portobello to schools and community events. And that's what we've got happening. So they have touch tanks so the kids can stick their hands in the water and touch starfish and sea tulips. We've got fabulous games. They play with cockle shells to work out what's important to them. Is it going fishing at their local spot? Is it, you know, keeping their water healthy? Is it going out in the kayaks? And then we have bits of science equipment that they can use to work out the salinity and what keeps the animals happy. And it's all about this time connecting people with what happens in their catchments affects their river's health, which affects the coastal health. And I think it brings out the inner kid in everyone. Mm. I love it. And that's why we have the community sessions, because the kids go home and they tell mum and dad about it. And they bring their younger brothers and sisters, their older brothers and sisters, mum and dad, the grandparents, along to the evening sessions.
So this Aquavan is basically teaching about the interlinkages between river health and sea and estuaries, right? And how how they work together. Because we talk a lot about water quality in our rivers and lakes as farmers, right? We're really concerned about that, and we're learning about that. But we probably don't think a lot about the downstream effect and how it affects our marine environment.
That's it, exactly. I think the catchment groups I've worked with, especially in the Upper Ariti, they were phenomenally aware of it from the start. But, I mean, other people are less so. And it's a connection that, especially if we can make in our young people, it will go right the way through, because everything is connected. And, you know, if we can keep our sediment and our nutrients on the land, our rivers are going to be happier, and our estuaries will be happier, and then our beaches will be happier. So it's all connected. And that's exactly what this program reinforces and helps people to discover.
Mm, okay, now we also know, and so hold it, just on the Aquavan, where and when is it coming down? How are, you know, it's just going to be, where's it going to be?
Yeah, so we've got 2 community events planned. The first is in Gore Town and Country on Thursday the 11th of March between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. So that's next week. And then the second is on Saturday, the 20th of March at the ILT Stadium Southland. And that's actually the same day as the Multicultural Food Festival. So that caravan will be in the foyer between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. So people can come along and see it and then pay their gold coin donation and go to the festival, hopefully. And also Sunrise Rotary. I don't know if you've seen those plastic fish that are in the storm drains.
Yep.
But we did it in Queen's Park a few years ago, and they're extending it all around the stadium and the court's drain system. So they're going to be drilling and putting those bright coloured fish on there as well. And they also got a few other people coming along too, because there's so many groups and organisations that work looking after our water. So we've got Environment Southland there and Department of Conservation and Newra Estuary. So we should have a really good crew of people, and it'll be really fun and hands-on and interactive.
All right, absolutely. Now, I guess we are still talking a little bit about COVID. You think people will be coming to these events? Are you planning for eventualities?
Yeah, we are. I think, well, obviously my accent's not a Kiwi accent, so I've got family all over the world, and we've all been really aware of how lucky we are to live in New Zealand, and it's always been at the back of our minds as a team that, you know, it might change. So especially when we've had these bigger events, we've been planning for it. So what we do is we've always got a backup plan, which we kind of rolled into on Saturday night when we heard the announcement. And then we've got a great web page, thrivingsouthland.co.nz, and a really active Facebook page too. And when you go into that, there's a tab at the top which says events, which has a list of all the events. If anything's postponed, it goes on there. Same with the Facebook page. And a lot of the catchment groups have their own Facebook pages now because they're starting to discover social media. It's all quite an exciting new area for them.
Yeah, exactly it is. All right. Sarah Thorne, catchment coordinator for the Ariti and Mid-Ariti River, thanks so much for your time. Thriving Southland is obviously going really, really well, and great to have you guys on the show. Really looking forward to the Aquavan being in the district. Those dates again, 11th of March in Gore and the 20th of March at the ILT Stadium. So well done, and we'll keep in touch.
Brilliant. Thanks, Andy.
All right. Great to have Sarah there so enthusiastic about the whole thing. But it is great to see the Thriving Southland organisation up, running, and really doing its job, which is to coordinate all of this catchment group activity right across Southland and obviously, well, maybe not in Otago, maybe just in Southland, but I'll get in trouble there. Rich is going to give me a ring, give me a slap. But anyway, right. After the break, we're going to wrap the show up. I'm going to try and get through, wade through some of the massive amounts of feedback I got yesterday with my editorial comment on the AAG. I don't even want to hardly say their name, to be honest.